Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Marcos again, coming at you with another episode. And this week, I'm just going to do a quick update. It's been pretty exciting because I've booked a lot of jobs considering the history I've had of no work. So just last week, I booked 4 weddings. 3 of them were through a job posting I saw on, I think it was Indeed.com. It was a this company that was needing a shooter for weddings. And right away, within a couple of days, I got a contract to shoot 3 weddings. So that was pretty exciting. I still have a 4th one pending. I'm not sure if I'm going to do one at the end of the year. Actually, it's on New Year's Eve. So I'm still waiting on that. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it. Hopefully they approve it because I really need the money. The other wedding I booked was through Craigslist. I guess the bride posted that she needed a wedding videographer, but she only has $150. And I emailed her right away. And yeah, she confirmed the booking. She was impressed by what I had produced. And so I'm going to do that for $150, 8 hours of shooting plus the editing. You know, it's not much, but it's going to give me experience and it's going to add to my portfolio. Now, I also reached back at Jane. she was referred to me by one of my previous clients. I shot an online course for this client and they referred me to Jane. And actually today I drove over to her house and we spoke about what she wanted to do. And when the money, she was asking me what I would charge for a day rate and for a midday, or what do you call it, a half day shoot. And I said $300 for half a day and $600 for 8 hours. And she didn't even blink. She's like, okay. And immediately I knew I was undercharging. She would have paid a lot more. She is, this client is a business person who has multiple businesses and they're pretty profitable, I'm thinking, because she lives in a very nice neighborhood, actually pretty private. If you know Pebble Beach, you know what I'm talking about. You know, even $300 for me felt like a lot of money. I was like, oh, I hope she doesn't think it's too much. Otherwise, she might not give me this job. But she actually said, you know what? I'll pay you $400, which was amazing. And then I just, you know, I said, I was open with her. I told her, you know what? You know, I'm pretty sure you have more experience than me. You're a businesswoman and I'm a creative and I just want this job. But I'm just trying to get paid fairly. So I appreciate that you paying me more, because as a creative, you know, I'm pretty insecure about overcharging, and I want to keep you as a client. And so, you know, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but I think sometimes it's better to come clean and just be open to the fact that you're not this well-polished entrepreneur creative. And I think she appreciated it. I really think she did. So she's going to email me tomorrow. Hopefully she wants to get started on a project sometime soon. So overall, I think I've done a much better with networking. I've, you know, dialed back on the amount of hours I'm shooting video. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with producing less videos for YouTube if it means that I'm putting in more time to attracting clients and doing client work, because that's what's going to pay the bills right now. That's how I'm going to make a living, buy new gear, invest in new gear, which I just bought it at Sony A6300 because I'm going to be shooting weddings next month. So I need a second camera. So yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to. I have to just, you know, keep on learning. I'm not going to get everything right. I wish I was really good at business and talking money and charging what I'm worth and even more. But, you know, I have this insecurities and I know I'll work through them. Eventually I'll get better at them, but you know, this is part of the process. So anyways, thank you guys for tuning in and I'll see you guys on the next episode.